and Orange County's Go Country 105.
Let's say about 9:30. Drive safe.
Especially in the rain. It's Go Country 105, a little before 7. Promised you two of a kind working on a full house.
Uh-huh.
Is this good for Dierks Bentley tickets, Ashley, in the McCafe?
McCafe.
And she's my lady lucky. I'm two of a kind working on a full house.
Go Country 105, the most listened to country station in America.
Kenny Chesney on Go Country 105. Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock, I did play the McCafe song of the day. Hang on 1 second.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jameson.
Jameson, Sean Parr, and Ashley Page from Go Country 105.
How you guys doing?
What did you text us, Jameson?
McCafe.
And you are Texter 25, my friend. Dierks Bentley concert tickets.
Perfect.
You're going to go to Winter on at the Wiltern with Eric Church December 9th. And you know what else you're going to get? A delicious McCafe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I didn't think I'd ever win.
Well,
it's going to be a great concert. Dierks Bentley, Eric Church. And you know what? You are now in the grand prize drawing, which includes a meet and greet with Dierks, an iPod Nano, a limo ride, and a hotel for
That's
the night of the show.
Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Pretty
awesome. Awesome.
For a McCafe song of the day.
Exactly. Dierks, Eric Church. Oh, what a great concert.
And later this hour, between 7:45 and 8, listen for the cue to call for Stagecoach tickets.
Picture-perfect memories.
I'm Martina McBride, and you're listening to Go Country 105.
Martina McBride and Independence Day. It's Go Country 105. It's actually Be Bald and Be Free Day. Did
really?
You know that? Yeah. Or as we call it, George Costanza Day.
Oh.
And no, seriously. And did you know that the low clouds and fog and all this rain out of here by late this afternoon?
You said it's going to be 90 degrees tomorrow?
Yeah, at least 85 downtown, 90 in the valley.
Woo! It's going to be 85 at the Outback Steakhouse.
Baby, why don't we just...
New from Josh Turner, Why Don't We Just Dance? It's Go Country 105, Sean Parr with Ashley Page. And sometimes dancing in the rain is a good thing, but you were saying, Ashley, 85 degrees in Thousand Oaks tomorrow. Not
going
to be able
to
dance in the rain anymore because, like I said, it's out of here. The high-pressure system, seriously, going to move right in behind this storm. It'll blow it out by this afternoon. And warm temperatures, especially for the weekend.
And sunshine?
And lots of sunshine. Yay! You can get sideways with Dierks Bentley on Go Country 105.
Hey, girl. What's your name? It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
Dierks Bentley, it's Sideways, the theme song for driving this morning. It's Go Country 105. A lot of people getting sideways.
Yep.
I just want to say this. The CHP and the Sheriff's Department, LAPD, everybody involved, saying the same thing. They all said the same thing last night on the 11 o'clock news. Slow down. Speed is the reason. You cannot drive the same way you would drive normally when the roads are wet like they are today. How many circulars do we have, Ashley Page?
11.
Here's traffic on the go.
Exactly. Well, now I think we're down to 9.
Oh, okay.
Eastbound side of the 60. And like Sean said, just slow down a little bit.
Well, and another thing you're mentioning, big rigs, a lot. You've got to give the big rigs, the drivers, the plenty of room.
Right.
I mean, don't cut them off. Don't make them stop short. You're hearing jackknife. You're hearing all these things that happen with the big rigs. You know, a lot of times it's because somebody cut them off and they're trying to avoid someone else. So please give our big rig drivers all the room they certainly deserve.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to pull in front of a big rig, they're going to end up in your trunk.
Imagine trying to stop an elephant on roller skates on a dime. It doesn't happen.
That would be hard.
Yeah, think about that. It's a visual. A lot of our big rig drivers tell us. They tell us that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ashley. I know you're working hard today. You've been so busy because things are nuts out there.
There's
but I do have a question for you.
Yes.
We're getting ready for Halloween.
Yes.
We've had already purchased several hundred bags of candy,
I know.
Most of which we gave away at GoFest. But do you know what you're going to be for Halloween yet?
Yes, I do. I think this is really original and creative.
Okay.
I've got my clown costume and the stuff I could wear, but I was going to have a whole bunch of my girlfriends surround me and put a cowboy hat on and talk like this every night for everybody. I was going to go with Sean Parr this year.
Oh, okay.
So don't you throw that at me.
Out of here.
What are you going to be?
I told you what I'm going to be. I'm going to get I don't want to say it on the air because I don't want anybody else to do it.
Are you going to be a chick magnet?
Well, okay, don't even.
Or take Smarties and safety pin them all over your pants and you can go Smarty Pants. That's cute, too.
No, that's really silly.
No,
I'm an adult.
Fun.
Thank you. No, I thought, you know, because Chino Valley Ranchers has those little mini chicks.
Yes!
Brad Paisley had one on his microphone or on his pants, so I that gave me the idea and I put them all over me. On a white t-shirt and some white pants
magnet.
And be a chick magnet.
All right, we'll call Chino Valley Ranchers and get you a whole box of them. We'll get you a gross
really cool.
of them.
But there's some issues with some costumes.
Well, here's
this
the
year.
Thing. Well, my daughter originally was going to be Goldilocks, and now she's changed her mind for the billionth time and went to the store to go look at some costumes for eight-year-olds. They have this little thing called High Seas Hottie, made for an eight-year-old, and I'm telling you, it shows more. I can't bring that costume home. My husband will freak out. Are you? I mean, you've got a teenage daughter. Have you seen some of the costumes she's looking at?
Well, she, you know, she's into the princess thing, and she likes to do all that stuff. And sometimes they get, you know, they do the crazy stuff.
But the princess costumes are smaller and smaller and smaller.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not the only one. There's a whole survey saying that these parents are up in arms about
these. She'll be able to go out less and less and less.
No, but it's really scary. They got High Seas Hottie. They've got Convict Cutie for 10-year-olds. Yeah. I don't know how that's appropriate.